From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Thursday.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Are you as excited as I am? 8:30 this morning, our time?
I'm almost beside myself. So we're going to briefly pivot away from the economy and coronavirus this morning. Where to? Well, not Tesla, which everybody would expect I'd talk about, but it's close. So we're waiting for 8:30 this morning. Then we'll see the scheduled launch of the two NASA astronauts into orbit, where hopefully they'll connect up with the International Space Station. And what makes it special? Well, first commercial launch and all going to plan, set to bring in a new era of commercially led space exploration. We know NASA's trying to sort of shift away from owning, building and designing spacecraft and pushing that into the private sector. So now you've got SpaceX, or to give its full name, Space Exploration Technologies Corp. They're providing the rocket. Of course, the connection with Tesla is Elon Musk, who's also the founder of SpaceX, and on a mission to explore space, colonize Mars and sort of generally rule the universe. About 7,000 employees now, SpaceX, only 20 years old. But the thing is, Mike, that's all great, and everyone's talking about that. But if, in fact, this ushers in a new era of, Lost in Space, part two, the other participants are starting to look pretty thin on the ground. If we look at the players left in the field, you've got SpaceX, clearly pursuing sort of manned flight. Blue Origin, that's backed by Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame, also been around about 20 years. Virgin Orbit, Richard Branson-backed organization. And who else, Mike? Who else?
Rocket Lab.
Rocket Lab, yep. Peter Beck's company. So, and it's at times like this, I think you have to sort of just move away slightly from the launch and just acknowledge the achievement of Beck and the team at Rocket Lab. They were founded in 2006, but look at the company: Musk, Bezos, Branson, Beck. And, that Rocket Lab probably now worth in excess of, certainly the word on the market, in excess of $1 billion. So a bright, shining light of inspiration in a troubled economic environment. Mike, I just think it's wonderful.
Yes, indeed it is. Speaking of travel, not into the stratosphere, but just across the Tasman, this bubble seems more real by the day almost, doesn't it?
Yeah, boring old jet planes, traveling in a slightly more modest context. Yeah, look, we spoke yesterday about the Trans-Tasman bubble, and I was concerned about the potential length of time before we see the implementation of this, when we actually get a Trans-Tasman flow of people, money, demand. Well, yesterday, fortuitously, we got an update. So over the last couple of weeks, 40 experts from both sides of the Tasman have been working hard to put together what they describe as a coordinated and detailed set of recommendations to get the borders open. So this is coming out of the Australia-New Zealand Leadership Forum. That's chaired by Anne Sherry, very experienced Australian business person, Greg Lowe, who's the Group Chief Executive of Becca. So they put together the Trans-Tasman Safe Border Group. So you've got government agencies in there, you've got the airports, the airlines, wealth experts. They're looking at all the details, pre-flight, flight, border issues. Now, importantly, they said yesterday they are on track to get those recommendations to the government in early June. Well, we're almost there, aren't we? Then we need to get through the regulatory maze, I'm assuming. If the recommendations are approved, trials could start in July, which potentially brings the July school holidays into play, but certainly feels, and this is my view, that August could be a pretty realistic target. And Sherry says, with a bit of optimism, school holidays, maybe, which is awesome news. So, I feel like a quick birthday trip in September could be on the plan. But look, it's great news. And it's great news that if they do get this through when they say they're going to, could be real.
Let's hope so. We'll talk to Adrian Littlewood after 7 o'clock. Wonderful. From Auckland Airport. By the way, tornado warning just issued.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So the weather was always going to be a bit of a question mark. What are the numbers?
The numbers this morning. The Dow Jones, 25,313. Up 320 points as we speak, 1.27%. The S&P 500 doing a lot of work around this 3,000 level, 3,010 this morning, up 19.64%. And the NASDAQ was briefly in the red, but now in the green, 9,352, up 12 points. The FTSE 100, 6,144, up 76, 1.25%. The Nikkei, 21,419, up 148. Shanghai Composite down 10, 2,836. The ASX 200, pretty quiet there yesterday, down 5,775, but a good day on the NZX 50, helped by a good result and an 11% gain in main freight yesterday, Mike. NZX 50, 11,049, up 134, 1.23% gain on the local market. Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.6173, 0.9349 Aussie, 0.5616 euro, 0.5037 pounds, 66.46 yen. Gold, $1,713.10, and Brent crude, $34.94.
Sterling, as always, appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmawealth.co.nz.